Off the ball, GAA.
I think the manner in which Jack and his backroom team managed life post-Mead was just marvellous.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from Munster boss Clayton McMillan as they name their team for Saturday's Inter-Pro clash with Connacht. Tadhg Beirne praises the form of his club and now possible international teammate. What has Gerry Thornley had to say about a potential new Irish cap? And Sevens and 15 star Erin King says that she wants to play her rugby at the highest possible level, regardless of where that might be. But first today, Munster have made 7 changes to the side that beat Leinster last weekend for Saturday's URC clash with Connacht at Thomond Park. With several players away on international duty ahead of Ireland's meeting with New Zealand, Jack O'Donoghue leads the team. John Hodnett and Dermot Kilgallen both start on their first appearances of the campaign after recovering from injury. Alex Nankivell, JJ Hanrahan, Lee Barron, Jean Klein and Gavin Coombs slot back into the side after featuring as replacements last week. Academy scrum half Jake O'Riordan is named in a matchday squad for the first time and is set for his Munster debut against Connacht. Evan O'Connell and Shane McCarthy are also in line for their first appearances of the season, with 41 players named in matchday squads over the first 5 rounds of the season. Shane Daly, Kilgallen and Thakir Abrahams start in the back three, with Nankivell and Dan Kelly, who moves to outside centre in midfield. Ethan Coughlin and JJ Hanrahan pair up the halfbacks, whilst Michael Milne, Leo Barron and John Ryan are in the front row. Klein and Finian Witcherly, who started every game so far this season, are named in the engine room. O'Donoghue, Hodnett and Coombs complete the side. Head coach McMillan told the media that after last week's positive results against Leinster, attention turned quickly to the game this week with the Westerners.
It's been pretty easy, really. Obviously, we were delighted with the outcome on the weekend. But, you know, come Monday, we just reviewed the game like we would every other week, and you know, just keep reminding ourselves that, you know, that's in the rear vision mirror now, and, you know, for all the pats on the back, it's short distance from that to kick up the backside if we don't get the job done again this weekend. So, it's been a good week.
And the Kiwi coach added that Stuart Lancaster's side will prove a tough test on Saturday night in Limerick.
You know, they've probably potentially haven't quite got the outcomes that they've wanted from the first few rounds, but they certainly haven't been far away. Unlucky last week, and a lot of the guys have talked about the rich history between Connacht and Munster, and that it's never an easy game. So we're expecting them at their best, and we'll need to be at ours if we want to get the desired outcome.
Munster were boosted by the news yesterday that Tom Farrell signed a new contract to keep him at the province until the summer of 2028. The 32-year-old's new 2-year extension caps off a great week for the centre. Following his try-scoring performance in Munster's 31-14 win against Leinster on Saturday and his call up to the Ireland squad on Monday, his fellow Munster and now possible Ireland teammate Tadhg Beirne paid tribute to the Dubliner and his good form.
I'd say Connacht are scratching their heads a bit, are they? How they let him go, and you know, I think you've seen glimpses of how good he was for Connacht, and then he came in and he just hit the ground running with us. He's been, thankfully, and touch wood, he's been lucky with injuries in terms of staying injury free, which I know in Connacht he struggled with a bit, but the quality was always there. I've been playing with Tom for as long as I can remember, between Lansdowne and Leinster before we both went in our separate directions. And I've seen the quality that he's had for a very long time, and it's no surprise that he brought that to Munster. And I think, player of the season for us last year, fans player of the season, playmaker, I think he won for the URC, kind of speaks volumes of the player he's been over the last 12 months. And he did it again on Saturday. He was brilliant. So he's 100% deserving of being in here, and excited to see how he goes.
And on Wednesday night rugby, Irish Times rugby writer Gerry Thornley heaped even more praise on Farrell.
It's already had a ripple effect in that Tom Farrell has been called up to the squad. And never has a call-up been so hard-earned or well-earned or merited.
He will become the oldest back to make his debut for Ireland in the professional era if he gets capped during the Autumn Internationals. He is going to get capped. Not every window goes by without some position being picking up injuries in some sort of situation. Like, I mean, the Japan game, maybe you're going to see Tom Farrell at the very worst.
Yeah, at the very worst. I'm looking at the centres. Henshaw has a groin problem. Aki has a hip problem. And Ringrose is the only outside centre. So, yeah, you'd have to think that Tom Farrell will get his first cap. And I thought, after all he did last season, and given the quality of players that were there, that maybe time had passed him by. It's a great, great story when you think that he went to the championship in England and never gave up on his dream despite being discarded by Leinster, and then was picked up by Connacht, which he would readily admit he owes a huge amount to, but then was effectively let go by Connacht, along with Andrew Smith and others. You wonder sometimes about what Connacht have been doing the last couple of years. That was extraordinary, like what Farrell did achieve last season. And like I said earlier in the show, it wasn't a one-season wonder. He's clearly carried on and has been further energised and become, I think, a slightly better defender again and remaining the potent attacker he's been for all the last season. And whatever it is about the tea in the dressing room in Thomond Park or whatever, Virgin Media Park, there's something, or the University of Limerick in their high performance center, there's something about the Munster setup that has just brought out the absolute best in him. And he's in there on merit. He's in that squad on form. He deserves it. And possibly would have deserved to have been included from the beginning. And maybe there was an element of Andy Farrell looking at that match and going, say, I have to recognise what Munster have done today.
Remember, if you want to listen to that conversation back, you can do so in your OTB Rugby podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. All Blacks assistant coach Jason Holland has announced that he will be departing when his contract is up at the end of the season, leaving head coach Scott Robertson without two of his original four staff. Holland, who previously worked as head coach at the Wellington Hurricanes Super Rugby team, will continue to look after the backs and set piece on New Zealand's end of season Grand Slam tour, including their match with Ireland on Saturday week before finishing up. Robertson, whose original attack coach Leon McDonald departed by mutual agreement last year, said Holland, who played with Munster between 1999 and 2008, would be missed. There's a massive amount of respect for Jace in our group, Robertson said. Whilst we're disappointed, he has our support and we respect the decision he's come to. The All Blacks opened their end of season tour against Ireland in Chicago before heading to the UK to take on Scotland, England and Wales. Jan Hendrik Wessels has received a 9-match suspension after the Bulls player was cited for a rule break relating to the grabbing, twisting or squeezing the genitals. Wessels was found to have breached law 9.27 in the URC clash with Connacht last Friday. The entire law states that a player must not do anything that is against the spirit of good sportsmanship, which includes grabbing, twisting or squeezing the genitals. The panel overseeing the disciplinary process were satisfied that an act of foul play had occurred and found the incident met the red card threshold, with entry of low end warranting a 12-week suspension. They reduced the suspension by 3 weeks due to the player's good conduct prior to and at the hearing and good record, which results in a 9-game suspension. It means Wessels will miss South Africa's November internationals, including the clash with Ireland in Dublin on the 22nd of November. He will also miss URC and Champions Cup matches, with the suspension ending after a game with the Sharks on the 20th of December. Wessels and the Bulls have the right to appeal. Earlier, Springboks head coach Razzy Erasmus appeared to get wind of the ban, posting on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, that it just got tougher. We now have to beat them on the field and in the boardrooms. Springboks standby player Makazoli Mapimpi was also handed a 5-week ban this week for a dangerous tackle, receiving a red card against Ulster. Ireland 7s and 15 star Aaron King joined Owen Sheehan on Wednesday night's Off the Ball. The Sydney-born Olympian missed both the Six Nations and the World Cup due to injury, but has her sights on getting back fighting fit for next year. And with much debate about where Ireland's players should be playing their club rugby, the English Premiership remains an attractive proposition, but she maintains that she's happy to play at home for now.
I think, you know, they've brought in the Celtic Challenge, which is a great idea, and that's what we're trying to get at with them two teams, is, you know, quality rugby week in, week out when we're playing in them teams. Maybe it's not at the standard that we'd like it to be yet. So obviously the Prem is where all the best players in the world play. So I can understand why people go over there because, yeah, like you said, you're getting great games week in, week out against the best players in the world. But at the same time, you know, the player pool in Ireland is getting bigger. The talent pool is getting bigger. Obviously not as big as England's, will never be as big as England's is. And that's just facts. But I do think it's moving in the right direction. And, you know, maybe one day our provinces will become semi-professional, professional. I think that's where we're heading. And I think that's, once we get to that stage, I think we will be able to really compete with the likes of England.
Well, what is your plan in terms of a professional when you get back on the pitch? Because the injury happens right at the start of you really bursting onto the scene, essentially. So I'm sure you're probably thinking, you know, what's my 2-3-5 year plan with regards to where I'm actually going to play my rugby. I'm sure that gets shelved when you need to literally get yourself back out on the pitch again. But have you considered your own roadmap and what you're going to take into account with regards to where you play your rugby?
You know, at the moment, obviously, I'm really happy in Ireland and I'm still learning loads and, you know, they're rehabbing me. Obviously, then with the Lions coming up, I'd want to be playing my rugby wherever is going to, you know, benefit me the most and make me into one of the best players in the world. So if that does mean I have to go to the Prem, so be it. You know, I want to be up there with the best in the world and playing great quality games week in, week out. So, you know, I'm still young. I'll see where, keep my options open and see what I want to do. But at the moment, I am really happy here. Really enjoying my rugby here.
And you can listen to that chat back for free in your OTB Rugby podcast feed now. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. And I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.